This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gopak. A delegation-level talk was held in New Delhi today between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mongolia President Kurelsukh Ukna. During the meeting, both sides exchanged MOUs for cooperation in humanitarian aid, restoration of heritage sites in Mongolia, cooperation in immigration, geology and mineral resources, promotion of cooperatives and sharing of digital solutions. On this occasion, both the leaders jointly released the commemorative stamps marking the 70th anniversary of India and Mongolia's bilateral relations. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi said India has decided to provide free e-visas to Mongolian citizens. He said India will also sponsor the annual visit of young cultural ambassadors from Mongolia to India. Prime Minister Modi said the oil refinery project being built with India's $1.7 billion line of credit will provide a new boost to Mongolia's energy security. On the occasion, Mongolian President Kurelsukh Ukna expressed gratitude to India and Prime Minister Modi for all-round support in the oil refinery project. He said the MOU on digital cooperation is also a landmark agreement between India and Mongolia. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, adding that several measures have been taken to protect the country from terrorist threats. Addressing the 41st Raising Day of the National Security Guard, NSG, in Manesar, Haryana, the Home Minister said the NSG has been at the forefront in combating organized crime and terrorism in the country. The Conclave of Chiefs of United Nations Troop Contributing Countries began in New Delhi today. The Indian Army is hosting the three-day high-level forum to deliberate on operational challenges and evolving threats, share best practices, and build shared understanding on future peacekeeping. Addressing the conclave, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said India is advocating for the reformation of outdated international structures as some nations are openly violating international rules while some want to dominate. He highlighted that the country stands strong in upholding the international rules-based order. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the new gigawatt-scale AI hub announced by Google in Andhra Pradesh will go a long way in meeting the goals of the India AI mission. Google has announced a massive investment of $15 billion over the next 5 years to establish 1 gigawatt scale artificial intelligence hub in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh. This is the company's largest AI hub center outside the United States. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed in a fierce encounter along the line of control in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. According to the army, a joint operation was launched by the army and Jammu and Kashmir police in Machil sector in frontier Kupwara district yesterday. Electioneering is gaining momentum for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. JDU National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has convened a meeting of senior party leaders at his residence in Patna this afternoon. Meanwhile, JDU candidate and minister from the Sonbarsa constituency in Saharsa district, Ratnesh Sada, has been allotted the party's election symbol. On the other hand, senior BJP leader and deputy chief minister Samrat Chaudhary said the list of candidates will be announced soon. Lok Jan Shakti Party R national president and union minister Chirag Paswan has said that the issue of seat allocation among NDA parties has been resolved through amicable discussions. The government today said relief material for rain and landslide hit Siliguri in West Bengal. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Minister of State for Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, said that the central government and the BJP have been actively engaged in relief work in the affected areas. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, today congratulated Dr. Krishna Chaulu and her dedicated research team from the Botanical Survey of India on their remarkable discovery of Impatiens Rajibayana, a new species of balsam found in the natural forests of Shergaon in West Kameng district.
That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.